The starting lineup, first up for Coach Stephanie Miller's Alton Lady Comets, who come in tonight with a record of 4-8. It'll be Jaden Mock, the senior, the lone senior on this Alton basketball team. The point guard, Evan Montgomery, wears number 34, the junior. Junior Kinsey Smith wears number 20. Sophomore Lainey Warren, number 32. And the sophomore, Allie Willard, the 6'2 sophomore, Allie Willard, wearing number 24. We haven't been able to ascertain the starting lineup yet for the Couch Lady Indians. We'll have that for you in just a moment. First of our doubleheader tonight. And of course, there's other basketball going on around the region. The Mammoth Spring Bears and Lady Bears are playing down on the hill at Mammoth Spring. The Maynard Tigers are in town. And those games should be getting ready to start here. Well, some of the junior games have already started. There are four games there tonight. And also, we've got the Thayer Bobcats playing at home tonight. Bobcats are playing at home with the Eminence Red Wings out of the Big Springs Conference. That'll be a good ball game there. And Thayer Bobcat coach Matt Pitts is going for his 400th career victory in that game tonight over at the Thayer High School. We're going to take another timeout. We'll be back to get this one started in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
To be successful in farming and ranching, you have to stay one step ahead. For instance, are you providing your cows the nutrition they need for next year's calf crop? Matching your cow's mineral needs to stage of production and time of year is critical to optimizing reproductive performance year-round. Kent Framework 365 Minerals has an option to fit your specific herd situation. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust. Guaranteed.
See Mills Feed in Alton, your Kent feed dealer.
We all love things that are free, like the free gift you receive when you open a free checking account, business or personal, at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. You can even score free gifts for your family and friends if you refer them and they open free checking accounts. Plus, earn a free gift for yourself each time your referrals open an account. Visit us in West Plains, Mountain View, or Willow Springs for more information and find out for yourself why customers leave as friends. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Hey, trappers and predator hunters. Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got everything you need for the predator hunting. Fox Pro electronic game calls, Fox Pro game lights, guns, and ammo. For the trappers, they've got traps, bait, scents, and accessories, including the dog-proof coon traps, muck and lacrosse boots to combat the cold and mud. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in West Plains, your headquarters for trapping and predator hunting. Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160, across from Harps and Alton. They've got a great selection of guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
And we're back here at the Couch High School getting ready for our game this afternoon. First of our doubleheader. As you can tell, we're right in the middle of the crowd here, and they're having the starting lineup announcement. Again, let's run through it for the Alton Lady Comets. They're the visitors tonight here at Couch. It'll be Jaden Mock, Evan Montgomery, Kinsey Smith, Lainey Warren, and Allie Willard. And for the Couch Lady Indians, it'll be a lineup of Chloe Combs, Madison Dubois, Abby Bettis, Riley Holmes, and the lone senior for the Couch Lady Indians, Jordan Ritchie. Pretty good crowd, and their student section of Couch is all fired up for this one tonight, folks. It's going to be a good time if you're in the vicinity. Come on out and enjoy a night of basketball here at the Couch High School Gym. And don't forget that chili supper going on just down the hallway from the gymnasium. All right, we're about ready to tip it off here. Again, we'll say thanks to your Alton Lady Comet boosters, including Thayer Ready Mix, Allen Supported Living, Thayer Walmart, the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton, Thayer, and Mammoth Spring, along with the Simpson's True Value in Alton. Both coaches getting a few final words of encouragement to their starters as we get ready for this one this afternoon. Again, it'll be Combs, Dubois, Bettis, Holmes, and Ritchie for the Couch Lady Indians. And for the Alton Lady Comets, Mock, Montgomery, Warren, Willard, and who'd I miss? Smith. How could I miss McKenzie? All right, so here we go. Count the Alton Lady Comets break the huddle. They're in the blue uniforms tonight, trimmed in the gold, the road uniforms. And the Couch Indians wearing the home whites, trimmed in the black and the red. Both teams taking a court. We're ready to go. It'll be Allie Willard jumping up for the Couch Lady Indians. All 6'2" of her against number one, Chloe Combs, the freshman for the Couch Lady Indians. Our two-man officiating crew is ready, and the Alton Comets have won the toss. Here they go. Up into the front court, Evan Montgomery swings it down the left corner for Kinsey Smith. She'll dump it inside to Willard, trying to get to the cutter, going through the lane, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul. Jaden Mott cutting down the baseline. Willard hit her with a pass, and she got fouled trying to get to the basket. Foul will be on number one. That is Chloe Combs, will be her first of the ball game. Non-shooting foul. Evan Montgomery will trigger it in down under the bucket. Brings it way out front to Mott. Mott dumped it inside to Willard. Turns, shoots, no good. And the rebound taken by Mott. Got it back over to Willard. Free throw line jumper, no good. And the rebound gets on the floor. Lady Comets come out of there with it. And up and in. First 2 points of the night go to Jaden Mock of the Alton Lady Comets. Alton, a little bit of full court, man-to-man pressure. Couch Lady Indians dribble all the way through it. Gets all the way up the floor to Dubois. She shoots and scores off the window. Dubois off the left side from 10 foot. The freshman drains that one. We're tied at two early. Alton again coming across the timeline. Evan Montgomery brings it into the front court. Swings it in the left side corner for Warren. Warren dumps it into Allie Willard. Her shot is no good, but a foul. Got to be called on the Couch Lady Indians. I believe they're going to get number 20. Yes, they do. Number 20. That is Jordan Ritchie. Ritchie called for the foul. Second team foul. Excuse me, on the Couch Lady Indians. And this will be a two-shot foul for Allie Willard. Sophomore from Alton puts the first one up, and it is good. Willard gets on the board, and the Alton Lady Comets up 3-2 here early. We played 54 seconds in the first quarter at the Couch High School. Second free throw for Willard is up and good. Knocks them both down from the free throw line. And again, Alton with a full court pressure here. Full court and a man-to-man long pass is going to come out to midcourt. Ritchie brings it in. Two dribbles across the timeline and now feeds it off to Bettis. Bettis going down the right side of the lane. Couldn't hit the shot. Rebound gets on the floor and Bettis comes out of there with it and then gets fouled going after the loose ball. Foul's going to be on number 23, Jaden Mock. So Mock picks up her first foul of the evening. And Couch will inbound the ball out around midcourt. Number 10 to trigger it in. That is Abby Bettis. Looking and got it down low. Got it to Combs. Combs down the baseline. Shoot no good. Willard yanks down the rebound. Here come the Lady Comets on the break. Evan Montgomery up the left side. Pulls up just outside the lane. Cross-court pass goes to Kinsey Smith. And now to Jaden Mock on top. Back over to Smith in the corner to Warren. Little give and go. Smith misses the layup. Got her own rebound. Kicks it back out to Willard. Her shot is up off the side of the backboard. No good. And we got a scrum after a loose ball on the floor. We're going to get a push. Got to be called on, I think, the Couch Lady Indians. Yep, number two call for the foul. That is junior Riley Holmes. Her first, third team foul on the Couch Indians. All inbounds in the corner to Mott. She shoots a three. That one is no good. And rebound taken by Abby Bettis. Bettis for Couch races up the right sideline all the way down to the corner. Kicks the ball back out front. Almost stolen by Montgomery. Picked up in the lane by Ritchie. Her shot is blocked. And Warren comes down with the rebound. Laney got it out to Montgomery. Evan up the left side. Pulls up on the baseline, fires the jumper. That one rattles off the rim, no. Willard with the rebound, she can't score. And the rebound off the hands of Jaden Mock and out of bounds. We played 2 minutes here in the first quarter. 4-2, Alton Lady Comets with the lead over the Caps Lady Indians. Lady Indians to trigger it in. And they got it into Combs. Combs spins her way up across the timeline. Feeds the ball over to the right side for Dubois. Dubois going to Combs again, down the right side of the lane and scores. Combs with her first 2 points of the game. And we're tied at four. Alton with it. Montgomery swings it down the corner to Warren. Warren dumps it down to Allie Willard. She has it poked away and out of bounds. It'll be Alton Lady Comet basketball down under the bucket. And Montgomery will trigger it in. Got it to Mock. Mock just inside the free throw line. Puts a shot up. Bounces twice off the rim. Wouldn't go down. And a rebound control by the Castle Lady Indians. Here they come. Number two, Holmes brings it up the floor. Gets to midcourt. Montgomery cuts her off. Now she pulls up the dribble. Starting to get rid of the basketball. Does to Bettis. Bettis trying to go into the lane. Is going to get fouled as she makes the move to the hole. Bettis will be fouled by number 23. Was that Jordan Mock? Or did they call him 32, Laney Warren? 32, Laney Warren called for the foul. Couchel inbounded. Got it to Combs. Her shot is up off the backboard. No good from 10 feet out. And a rebound taken by Allie Willard for Alton. Lady Comets want to run again. Montgomery pulls up on the right wing. Gives it to Jaden Mock. Mock over to Warren. Warren little running one-handers up off the back iron. No good. And the rebound off the hands of Alton out of bounds. It'll be Couch Lady Indian ball. 3 minutes gone by in the first quarter. We're tied at four here. Couch to inbound against the full court man-to-man pressure. They get it up the court to Richie. Richie back to Combs. Combs puts one off the window and in. Chloe Combs hits the bucket, and Coach Stephanie Miller wants a timeout. 6-4, Alton down two to the Couch Lady Indians. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
We all love things that are free, like the free gift you receive when you open a free checking account, business or personal, at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. You can even score free gifts for your family and friends if you refer them and they open free checking accounts. Plus, earn a free gift for yourself each time your referrals open an account. Visit us in West Plains, Mountain View, or Willow Springs for more information and find out for yourself why customers leave as friends. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Well, Coach Stephanie Miller not happy with the way her Alton Lady Comets are playing right now. They're down two with 4:56 to go in this second quarter. Alton will inbound the basketball with a chance to tie it up here. Evan Montgomery across the timeline. Couch playing a zone defense. Montgomery out on top, still on the dribble. Swings it on the right side to Mock. Mock looking inside, nobody open. Over to Montgomery. Three-point shot off the left wing is no good. And a rebound taken by the Couch Lady Indians. They get up the floor to Bettis, who drives for the layup. Abby Bettis got behind the defense. And the Couch Lady Indians lead it by four. 4:29 to go in the quarter. Montgomery again swings it down the right corner to Warren. Laney, she'll fire the three. That one is no good. Rebound taken by Montgomery. Got it outside to Steele. Callie with a three, and oh, they call it a two. Callie Steele with a two-pointer, and the sophomore gets her first points. And now Alton with a steal on the inbound. Got it to Mock for the layup. Count it. So the full court pressure gets the Lady Comets a layup. And Couch inbounds it again. Got it to Chloe Combs. Combs up the left side. Had trouble with a handle. Gets it back. Feeds on top. Three-point shot is up. No good. Willard with a rebound, and she's going to get pushed. And that'll be on number 20, Jordan Ritchie, for the Couch Lady Indians. Foul number two on Ritchie tonight. And we'll see if Coach gets her out of there. Yes, he... Well, no, he doesn't. Got a substitution for Alton. Number five checking in, Jaylee Reese. And number three, Callie Steele checks out. Here come the Lady Comets. Evan Montgomery with it. Tied at eight here at Couch. Reese with it on the left side. Gives it back out to Montgomery. Swings it around. Now to Willard inside. Dribbles back out. Got it to Mock on top and around the horn to Willard. Willard down on the baseline for Reese. Her shot's good from 12 feet off the baseline. Jaylee Reese, the sophomore, hits a bucket. And here come the Couch Lady Indians. They almost have it taken away and the ball loose on the floor. And, oh, and Alton comes out of there with it. Laney Warren with a good job, the battle for that loose basketball. So Alton with a two-point lead and the ball. Montgomery for three. Bingo! Evan Montgomery with the first three-pointer of the night. And Alton out to a five-point lead now, 13-8. Couch breaks the full court pressure with Combs on the dribble drive. Got up to the baseline. Gets tied up now. Has the ball poked away and it's stolen by Reese. Reese up the right side. Cross court pass is deflected and goes out of bounds off the hands of the Alton Lady Comets. No, off the hands of Couch. I'm sorry. 13-8. Alton with a 5-point lead and the basketball here. 2:47 to go in this first quarter. Alton into the offense, got the ball inside to Willard, kicks it back out. Baseline jumper is up and good. Number five, Jaylee Reese has come off the bench and scored two straight buckets. And the Alton Lady Comets up now by 7 with 2:32 to go in the first quarter. The inbound pass for Couch. And again, working against this full court man-to-man defense of the Alton Lady Comets. Ball is deflected out of bounds. Couch will trigger it in again. Bettis triggers into backcourt to Combs. Combs, the freshman, dribble drives up across the timeline. Now a little switch over dribble and shot is up, no good. Rebound goes long in the corner. Run down by Laney Warren for Alton. And here comes Evan Montgomery with it again, the junior point guard. Little crossover dribble across midcourt. Got it down to Jaden Mott. Mott driving the baseline and traveled with the basketball. Substitution here for Alton. Laney Warren checks out of the game. And number 3, Callie Steele will check in. And we couch to inbound again against the full court pressure. Oh, ball is all stolen on the inbound. To Reese, shot is up, no good, and the rebound going to go out of bounds, and it's off the hands of the Couch Lady Indians. The Lady Comets with a good job there. Number 3, Steele, got it over to Reese, and Kelly missed the shot. Inbound play for Alton under the bucket. They dump it inside for Willard. Willard looking for some room, puts it up with one hand. It's good. Allie Willard, with her first field goal. She's got 4 points, and Alton leads it now by 9. We were tied at 8. Alton here on a 9-0 run. Calculate the Indians with it across the timeline. Down the right side of the lane, shot is up. No good for Abby Bettis, but she gets fouled. It'll go to the line and shoot 2. Foul is on number 5. Jaylee Reese will be her first of the game. And just the third team foul against the Alton Lady Comets. We're down to a minute 42 to go. It'll be Bettis at the free throw line. First one is up and no good for the junior. Abby Bettis for the Couch Lady Indians. She will shoot another here. Trying to get her team back to within 8. Free throw is up with the right hand. It's long off the back iron. Hits the front of the rim. Almost went in. Rebound to Couch. Another missed shot. And a rebound taken by Willard. Her outlet controlled by Evan Montgomery. Montgomery, long pass up the floor. Taken by Jaden Mott. She'll turn, go to the basket, and get fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot 2. Foul on the Couch Lady Indians will be on number 12. That is Ashlyn Fabrizio, who just checked into the ballgame. Another freshman for Coach David Miller's Couch Lady Indians. And Jaden Mott going to the free throw line. Jaden with 4 points here in the first quarter. And the first free throw is up and good for the senior. She's got 5. She'll shoot another. And looks like we're getting a timeout called here by the Couch Lady Indians. So a minute 30 to go in the first quarter. We got a timeout on the court. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Can you say hand-dipped ice cream? That's what you'll find every day and a whole lot more at the Alton Quick Connection. Sure, they have 24-hour pay-at-the-pump fuel, a laundromat, and daily breakfast and lunch specials. After all, Alton Quick Connection earned a good reputation with you in mind. Fuel, food, and good service. They have it all every day at Alton Quick Connection. Don't forget their happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on any 32-ounce fountain drink. The Alton Quick Connection. Comet proud.
And we're back at the Couch High School gym. We're in a timeout here. The Alton Comets have gone on a 12-0 run and lead the Couch Lady Indians here 18-8. Actually, it's an 8-0 run. Score was tied at 8 just a couple of minutes ago. And Alton, using that full-court pressure, beginning to wear down the young Couch Lady Indians just a little bit here toward the end of the quarter. 18-8 again our score. Couch breaking the huddle after the timeout. Jaden Mott back to the free throw line here to shoot the second of her 2 free throws. Mock has 4 points to lead all scorers in the game. Alton sticking 18 on the board here in the opening quarter after opening the game really not shooting the ball well. But they've begun to pick it up here in the last little bit. Mock back to the free throw line looking for her 6th point of the quarter. Number 23, the only senior for these Alton Lady Comets. And the free throw is up and good. So Mock now with 6, and she's going to check out of the game as Laney Warren checks back in for Alton. They're playing full court man-to-man still. Inbound play goes to Combs. Combs trying to pass it out of trouble. Has the ball deflected. Picks it right back up. Gives it to Ritchie. Ritchie now goes to the far side. And up the left side goes Bettis. Bettis gives it back to Combs. Combs into the lane. Pulls up with a shot. Off the rim. No good. Rebound. Blocked shot by Willard. Another. And we're going to get a foul called. going to be on the Alton Lady Comets. I think they're looking at Evan Montgomery for the foul. Oh, called it on number three, it looks like. Yep, number three called for the foul. That is Kelly Steele. Will be her first of the game. And going to the free throw line to shoot free throws is Richie, Jordan Richie. She misses the first one. Substitutions now for Couch. Combs is out of the game. Number two checking back in. That is Riley Holmes. Second free throw is up. Oh, and banked off the board and in. So Jordan Richie with her first point of the game, and that breaks a long scoring drought for the Couch Lady Indians. Minute five to go in the first quarter. Alton up 19-9. Comets working down low for Willard. Turns, shoots off the window and scores. Allie Willard now with six. Alton still in the full court man-to-man pressure. The Lady Indian breaking across the timeline to number two. That is Holmes. We get a whistle as the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Couch Lady Indian basketball. Willard checking out for Alton. Jaden Mock checks back in. And number two, Holmes goes out. And number 15 back in for Couch. That is Dubois. Inbound play goes to Richie under the bucket. Puts one up, no good. And we got a foul on the rebound. Are they going to call it on the shot? Mad scramble for that rebound as it came off the rim. The foul's on the Alton Lady Comets. It'll be Couch Lady Indian basketball. Foul was on number, well, we can't see from here. And here's Couch, inbounded, got it in, and then stepping out of bounds was Abby Bettis. They got it in the corner, went back to Bettis, and she stepped out of bounds with it. Substitution for Alton, number 21 checks into the game. Kaylee Latham, a freshman, and Lainey Warren will sit down. Coach Miller going deep on the bench already in this one with a 12-point lead, 33 seconds to go in the half. Here the ball goes to Steele. Steele drives toward the bucket, puts up a shot. That one's blocked. Loose ball picked up by Alton. Lady Comets get it out front to Evan Montgomery. Montgomery directs traffic with the right hand while she dribbles with the left. Feeds the ball over on the right side to Latham. Latham kicks it back out front to Montgomery. Montgomery, oh, tried to go down the corner. And Jaylee Reese had vacated the area. Ball goes out of bounds. So a turnover on the Lady Comets. With 13 seconds to go in the first quarter. Couch inbounds it to Combs. Combs gets up the floor to Bettis. Bettis all the way into the lane, throws up a shot, no good. Gets her own rebound, couldn't follow it. And we get a foul on number five, Jaylee Reese. That'll be number two on Jaylee. And it'll send number 10, Abby Bettis, to the free throw line for Couch to shoot the two-shot foul. Couch looking to make a substitution. Number 23, Emma Crowder, getting ready to check in for the first time. And the first free throw is up and no good. She left it short off the front of the rim. So Crowder is in. Also checking in, number 24, that is Arnold. And now everybody on the Couch bench has played in the game already. Coach Miller, we mentioned, a lot of youngsters on this team, and he's getting a lot of playing time. Second free throw is up and no good. Rebound saved from out of bounds by Mock. Got it over to Steele. Steele, long pass up the court. Got to Latham, who shoots at the buzzer. It's good. They'll count it. Number 21, Kaylee Latham with her first bucket of the night. And that makes our score 23-9 at the end of one quarter play. Alton Lady Comets with the lead over the Couch Lady Indians. We'll be back for quarter number two in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Banks make a lot of claims. Competitive loan rates, high yield on CDs, money market accounts, checking with interest, and good service. Sure, Alton Bank and Branch Bank at Birch Tree is right there among everyone. But one thing separates this full-service banking facility from the rest. It's their personal touch and attention. Personal customer service is their goal. Maybe you need to stop in to talk to one of their many loan officers. Or call them. A real person will answer the phone every time. Alton Bank and Branch Bank at Birch Tree. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They've got a great selection of guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
And we're back at the Couch High School. First of our doubleheader from the Couch School tonight. A little bit later on this evening, we'll have the Alton Comet boys against the Couch Indians. That's going to be a dandy, folks. Couch Indians are 11-1 coming into tonight's ball game, so that's going to be a good one. And here, the All-Lady Comets put together a good final 4 minutes of the first quarter, and they lead it now 23-9 over the Couch Lady Indians. Here's a shot off the inbound. No good for Couch. Number 24 had a wide-open look. That is Kira Arnold, and she missed it. Rebound Alton. Here come the Lady Comets. Montgomery fires a three from the right wing. It's no good. And the rebound taken by Bettis for Alton. Bettis up the floor. Got it to Combs. That one is deflected and goes out of bounds. It'll be Couch basketball. Just underway here in the second quarter. Lady Indians will trigger it in on the baseline over near the right corner. And here's Richie checking back into the game for Couch. And Emma Crowder will check out. So Richie back on the floor. Bettis to trigger it in. Off the baseline, looking inside, nobody open. Kicks it out front for Holmes. Holmes will back it out, take it to the right side wing off a screen. Gives it to the screener. Nice move, but a block shot by Allie Willard. And the Alton Lady Comets pick up the loose ball. Montgomery quick up the floor to Jaden Mock. Mock looking inside, nobody open. Cross court with a pass. Long shot is up, no good for the Lady Comets. And the rebound taken by Combs for Couch. Combs, oh, nice move to get open in the lane. Puts the shot up, no good. Willard yanks down another rebound. Got it to Montgomery. Montgomery up the right sideline for Alton. Backs it out, now waits for the rest of the offense. Gives to Jaden Mock. Mock, left side. Baseline, fake shot, two dribbles, and now the shot is up and good for the Alton Lady Comets. That is number three. That is Callie Steele. The sophomore's got four. Couch again breaks the full court pressure. Richie going into the lane, kicks it back outside, around to Holmes. Her shot is up and no good. Rebound taken by Bettis. Her shot is partially blocked, and the loose ball picked up by Callie Steele. Steele out to Montgomery, up the right side to Mock. Jaden goes down to the right corner. Put on the dribble drive. Feeds it over to Steele. Steele, 10-footer, up and no good. And the rebound controlled by Combs for Couch. Combs driving up the left sideline. Has the ball poked away and out of bounds by Evan Montgomery. Substitutions now for Couch, number 15, back in the ballgame. That is Madison Dubois. And Alton making a substitution as well. Number 25 is checked in. Emma Trantham in place of Kaylee Latham. Couch off the inbound. Long shot is up and no good. We're going to get a foul called. And the Alton Lady Comets have fouled the three-point shooter. I believe that was on number three, Callie Steele, will be her second of the game. And team foul number seven. But going to the line to shoot three free throws, number 10, Abby Bettis. First one is up off the back of the rim. No good. She'll shoot two more, trying to get her team a little closer. Alton leads it now 25-9 with 6:15 to go in the first half. Second free throw for Bettis is up and no good. Hit the front, the back, and bounced off the side. I still don't understand the physics sometimes of the round rim and the round ball and the way it bounces off there. Another one's up for Bettis. This one is off the front rim, no good. Richie with a rebound. Couldn't follow it in. And again, Richie hustles for the rebound off the baseline. Got the Combs. Her shot is blocked. Bettis with a rebound. She gets fouled going up. And it'll be a two-shot foul this time for Bettis. And the foul called, I believe, against Allie Willard for the Alton Lady Comets. No, called it on number three, Callie Steele. And that'll be number three on Callie Steele tonight. And going back to the free throw line, number 10, Abby Bettis. This time she gets one to go down. Bettis now with 3 points for the Couch Lady Indians. Steele checks out of the game as Kaylee Latham comes back in. Latham, a freshman for Alton. Second free throw for Bettis. Rattle that one home. So Bettis with four now, tied for the game high for the Couch Lady Indians. And with 6 minutes to go in the first half, Alton with the basketball. Couch back in that zone defense. Alton works it on the perimeter. Got it to Mott for three out of the corner. That one's off the rim. No. Rebound was controlled by the Lady Comets. And the ball knocked away from Emma Trantham and out of bounds. It'll be Alton basketball. Evan Montgomery will trigger it in with 5:55 to go in the first half. She brings it way out front. The pass is stolen by the Couch Lady Indians. And now we get a hell ball. Bettis got it, but Latham reached back in there and took it away, or tried to take it away. And we get a held ball. The possession belongs to Alton. Mock to trigger it in on the near side where the players' benches used to be here at Couch. Everything is flipped to the other side now. Alton working around the perimeter. Evan Montgomery takes it down the left side of the lane, pulls up, couldn't find a shot. Feeds it on the right side, down the corner to Mock. Mock, long cross court to Montgomery. Montgomery down to Latham. Latham dumps it into Willard. She scores. Nice setup with a triangle right there, the old Boston Celtics play. And Willard now with 8 points in the ballgame. She leads all scorers. And now Couch is going to turn it over on the inbound. We get a travel call by the Lady Indians. So Alton gets it back with a 16-point lead, 5.5 to go in the first half. Ball comes in to Trantham. Trantham puts it on the floor. Now gives it out in the corner to Evan Montgomery for three. That one's off the back iron. No good. And the rebound taken by Bettis for Couch. Bettis going to get fouled running up the floor. Number 21, Kaylee Latham, and she'll learn, only a freshman. You come up from behind and start poking at that ball, more often than not, you're going to get called for a foul. And the foul on Kaylee Latham is her first of the game. And it'll send Couch back to the free throw line. Team foul number 9 on Alton. So Couch starts shooting the two-shot fouls on the next one. First free throw is up and good for number 10, Abby Bettis, who has now hit 3 in a row after she missed 3 in a row just a moment ago. So Bettis spending a lot of time at the free throw line. And another one is up, and that one's off the back iron and no good. And we get a whistle and a push on the rebound. That's going to be on Richie. Richie pushed Allie Willard right in the middle of the back on the rebound. Non-shooting foul. That is just team foul number 5 on the Couch Lady Indians. And now Richie will check out of the game. Number 23 is Emma Crowder. Back in for the Couch Lady Indians, another freshman. And here come the Alton Lady Comets. Evan Montgomery crosses the timeline with 5:14 to go in the first half. Alton working on the perimeter, got it out front, back to Montgomery. Holds it high, now puts it on the floor one time. Looking to dump it in, nobody open. Got it on the baseline, now inside to Willard. Willard turns, shoots, that's off the rim, no good. Rebound, volleyed around, and finally controlled by Willard. Got it out to Montgomery on top. Montgomery over to Latham. Latham in the corner to Willard, now inside to Mott. Nice move, got open for the shot and missed it. And the rebound saved from out of bounds and goes right to Evan Montgomery. She has it poked away, but Montgomery steals it back. Got it to Mock in the corner. Fakes the three, a lane to the bucket down the baseline. She misses the shot, but a foul is going to be whistled on the rebound. Foul on the Alton Lady Comets here. Foul will be on number 21. We'll have to wait and find out here in a moment. Anyway, we're going to walk to the other end and shoot free throws with 4:34 to go in the first half. Couch Lady Indians will send number 15 to the line. That is Madison Dubois. Madison has scored 2 points in the game. And she'll go to the free throw line here and shoot two. And a high arching free throw. First one is no good. 10th team foul on the Alton Lady Comets. So Couch shooting the double bonus for the final 4.5 minutes of the first half. Second one is up. That one's good. And 3 points on the night now for Madison Dubois. And here come the Alton Lady Comets with a 14-point lead in the ball. 4:30 to play in the first half. Ball goes right side. Now down in the corner to Willard. Willard on the wing. Kicks it out top for Montgomery. Montgomery to Latham. Back to Montgomery on top. Montgomery swings it right side to Latham. Latham in the corner to Mock. Now to Willard. Turned. Little fadeaway jumper is up and good. Allie Willard with 10 in the first half. Couch again against the full court pressure. Almost threw it away. Ball is saved and right back to Combs. Combs feeds it up the court to, Holmes. Holmes got it out front to Combs and she nails the three from the top of the key. Number one, Chloe Combs with a three-pointer. First made three-pointer of the game for Couch. That makes it 29-16. Alton with the lead and the ball. Out top is Montgomery. She says, I'll shoot one. It's good. Evan Montgomery drains her second three-pointer of the night. She's got 6 points in the game, and Alton steals the inbound pass. Got it to Jaden Mock down the left side of the lane. Throws up a shot. No, but she's fouled and will go the line and shoot two. Jaden Mock attacking the basket. Gets fouled on the play. Fouls on number... Was it number 1 or number 10? Looks like number 10. That is Abby Bettis. That'll be her first of the game. And it'll send Jaden Mock to the free throw line for the Alton Lady Comets. Caden with 6 points there in the first half, looking for number 7, and the free throw rattles off the rim, no good. She will shoot another, but not until after we have a timeout. Coach David Miller called the timeout for the Couch Lady Indians. 3:28 to go in the first half. Alton up by 16. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
We're Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, Tudors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the boot heel. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
3:28 to go in the first half. We've got a timeout on the court here at the Couch High School Gym, and the crowd is starting to build. We're going to have a packed house before we get done with this one tonight. Alton Comets and Couch Indians. We're in the varsity girls game right now. Now, following the varsity girls, we'll have a half of JV boys, and then we'll be back to broadcast the boys game for you, the varsity boys, a little bit later on this evening. Now we're in the girls game. Jaden Mock at the free throw line shooting her second free throw, and it's off the rim, no good, and the rebound taken by Chloe Combs for Couch. Couch, nice dribble drive to get through a double team, gets it up to the free throw line, kicks it back outside to Richie, and then Richie trying to get it to Dubois, throws it overhead and out of bounds. It'll be Alton Comet ball. Lady Comets lead it by 16, 32-16, with 3 minutes and change to go here in the first half. Alton Lady Comet basketball brought to you tonight by the Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Street, Alton Auto Parts and Gun and Pawn, and the Alton Quick Connection. Lady Comets working the ball around the perimeter of the zone defense. Got to Willard, dumps it down low, shot is up, in and out, no good. Rebound to Willard, who puts it back up and in. Allie Willard having a night. She's got 12 here in the first half, and we've still got 3 minutes to play. Alton with their biggest lead now at 18. Couch with Bettis on the dribble drive. Puts it up the and it's stolen by Mock. Bettis had it taken away by Jaden Mock. She races up the floor, spin move to the bucket, misses the shot, and the rebound is off the hands of Jaden Mock and out of bounds. Substitution here for the Couch Lady Indians. Number 12 checking in, Ashlyn Fabrizio. And number 23, Emma Crowder checks out. So it'll be Couch ball, or excuse me, should be, Couch basketball. And Bettis will trigger it in down under the basket on the baseline, under the Alton basket. Got it in to Chloe Combs. Combs feeds it up the floor, and we'll get a foul on Jaden Mock. She ran right over number two, Riley Holmes, trying to get to that ball. So Jaden Mock picks up her second foul, and we'll walk down to the other end of the court and shoot free throws. Number two, Riley Holmes at the line, junior for the Couch Lady Indians, looking for her first point of the game. Free throw is up and good. That is the fifth Couch Lady Indian to score in the game. Alton Lady Comets have six different players who have scored here in the first half. And now substitution for Couch. Bettis will go to the bench. Number 24 checks back in. That is Kira Arnold. And the second free throw for Holmes is up and good. So back to a 16-point game here, 34-18. 2:30 to go in the first half. Alton swinging around against the zone defense. Got in the corner, Montgomery. Montgomery down inside. Got it to Willard. Her shot is up and good. That's available all night for the Alton Lady Comets. And Willard now with 14 in the first half. Couch breaks the full court press. Combs pulls up with a shot off the rim. No good. The rebound taken by Willard. Out to Montgomery. Evan driving to the hole. Steps into the lane. Shoots it with the left hand. No good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Alton Lady Comet basketball. Went off the hands of number one, Chloe Combs, for the Couch Lady Indians. And Montgomery to trigger it with 2:08 to play. Substitution as Richie is going to check back in the game. Jordan Richie for Couch. Number 12, Ashlyn Fabrizio, will come out. Montgomery triggers the ball in the corner to Mock. Mock takes it to the elbow, to the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Montgomery. Three more. No, that one's off the back rim. No good. And sails out of bounds on the baseline. It'll be Couch Indian ball. Coach Stephanie Miller still got that full court press going on. Couch Lady Indians inbound the ball. Number two within the backcourt, that is Holmes. Gives it up now to Dubois. And back to Holmes, who swings it across the timeline. Holmes Going now to Combs. Her ball was stolen. Combs had it taken away. Evan Montgomery's got it. We get a push from behind on the couch. Lady Indians, number 24, Kira Arnold, was trailing Montgomery. Montgomery slowed down and Arnold didn't see it. Ran right into her, knocked her down. Excuse me, but it's a foul. That'll be number one on Kira Arnold. And Evan Montgomery goes to the free throw line for Alton. First free throw is up. Left it short off the front rim. No good. And the rebound taken by Couch. Lady Indians bring it up the court. Madison Dubois feeds over to Combs. Fakes the three. Passes off to Arnold. Arnold passing the lane. Stolen by Montgomery. Montgomery leads the break up the floor. Got to Willard just outside the lane. Two dribbles into the lane. Shoots and scores. Allie Willard having a night now. She got 16 in the first half, and the Alton lead is 20 with a minute 17 to go in the first half. And Alton pulls off the full court pressure now. Combs drives around the screen, shoots a long three-point shot. No good. And Jaden Mock with a rebound for Alton. Jaden, long pass up the floor to Willard. Willard on the baseline. Wraparound pass inside intended for Trantham. She couldn't hang on, and now Mock has got it back, puts it up and in off the window. Nice play for Jaden Mock. Good defense to leave the easy points on offense. And that was exactly what happened there. Good defensive play and an easy layup for Jaden. Couch with it, working it up the other side. Oh, and a pass going to sail over the head of number 24, Arnold, and out of bounds. Or I'm sorry, number 15, Dubois, had that ball sail over her head. And now substitution. Arnold will check out of the game. Number 10, Bettis, is back in for Coach David Miller and the Couch Lady Indians. Alton brings it up across the timeline with 34 seconds to play in the first half. Montgomery and the Lady Comets look like they want to hold it for the final shot of the quarter. Ball goes right side to Jaden Mock out about 30 feet from the bucket. She just holds it there, gives a fake, now dumps it down to Willard, and the ball is deflected and goes out of bounds off the hands of the Couch Lady Indian. Believe it or not, she passed that ball over Willard's head, and that's doing something. Allie at 6'2". Alton to run the inbound with 18 seconds to go. They inbound it to Trantham. Trantham with a shot, no good. Gets her own rebound, couldn't follow it in, and she'll go to the free throw line as she gets fouled on the try. Emma Trantham, the freshman, is going to be fouled on the play. She'll go to the line, shoot the two-shot foul. 13 seconds remain in the first half at the Couch High School gym, which is, again, filling up here. And the free throw for Trantham is no good. Emma Trantham, promising freshman. They say Allie Willard, 6'2". Trantham's got to be about 6'1", right there with her. Second free throw for the freshman is good. Trantham on the board, the seventh Lady Comet to score in the game. Couch with it now, down by 23. Combs, nice bounce pass, got it down inside to Holmes. Her shot is blocked by Willard. Loose ball picked up by Couch. And there's the buzzer to end our first half. Our score, 41-18. The Alton Lady Comets lead the Couch Lady Indians. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your halftime activities in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hey, trappers and predator hunters, Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got everything you need for the predator hunting. Fox Pro electronic game calls, Fox Pro game lights, guns, and ammo. For the trappers, they've got traps, bait, scents, and accessories, including the dog-proof coon traps, muck and lacrosse boots to combat the cold and mud. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in West Plains, your headquarters for trapping and predator hunting. Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
Does your family raise poultry for fresh eggs, competition, or just for fun? A successful foundation for your flock is proper care teamed with quality nutrition. Your birds deserve the best, and Kent's Home Fresh Poultry products provide the nutrient-rich diet to keep them thriving with quality ingredients formulated to supply the balanced nutrition they need every day. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust. Guaranteed.
See Mills Feed in Alton, your Kent feed dealer.
We all love things that are free, like the free gift you receive when you open a free checking account, business or personal, at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. You can even score free gifts for your family and friends if you refer them and they open free checking accounts. Plus, earn a free gift for yourself each time your referrals open an account. Visit us in West Plains, Mountain View, or Willow Springs for more information and find out for yourself why customers leave as friends. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Can you say hand-dipped ice cream? That's what you'll find every day and a whole lot more at the Alton Quick Connection. Sure, they have 24-hour pay-at-the-pump fuel, a laundromat, and daily breakfast and lunch specials. After all, Alton Quick Connection earned a good reputation with you in mind. Fuel, food, and good service. They have it all every day at Alton Quick Connection. Don't forget their happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on any 32-ounce fountain drink. The Alton Quick Connection. Come it proud.
And we're back here at the Couch High School Gym. They're having some fun here at halftime. Had a half-court shot. You paid a dollar to put your name in the hat. And to draw your name, you get to take a half-court shot. And I believe you win half the pot. It's kind of a 50-50 deal. So far, nobody's made it. See this young lady here. Well, the scorekeepers trying to make a half-court shot. And the one-hand method, oh, just missed it. Our halftime score here at the Couch High School, the Alton Lady Comets lead the Couch Lady Indians 41-18. Alton scored 23 points in the first quarter and then put up 18 in the second. Couch Lady Indians with 9 in the first quarter and 9 in the second. It's been the full court pressure been the difference tonight. Alton has forced a number of turnovers with that full court pressure and just began to wear down the freshmen a little bit. Of course, Coach Stephanie Miller has played a lot of players in this game tonight. Everybody on, in fact, both coaches have played everybody on the roster here in the first half. And of course, for the Alton Lady Comets, we talked about it in the pregame. They're trying to get better every day, getting ready for the Big Springs Conference tournament in a couple of weeks, and trying to get ready for districts. And with the Couch Lady Indians, they're playing a lot of freshmen. Of their 10 players, they've got 6 freshmen on their roster. So Coach Miller and the coaching staff over there, they're just using a lot of people, trying to get everybody as much playing time as possible here in kind of building for the future at the Couch High School. Got another young man here going to be trying a half-court shot, see if he makes it. One dribble, fires it up. Oh, off the front of the rim. Oh, man. Young man hangs his head in disappointment. He almost made that thing. All right, we're at halftime. The Alton Lady Comets with a lead over the Couch Lady Indians, 41-18. We'll be back. Take a look at our first half stats in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160, across from Harps and Alton. They've got a great selection of guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
Banks make a lot of claims. Competitive loan rates, high yield on CDs, money market accounts, checking with interest, and good service. Sure, Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree is right there among everyone. But one thing separates this full-service banking facility from the rest. It's their personal touch and attention. Personal customer service is their goal. Maybe you need to stop in to talk to one of their many loan officers. Or call them. A real person will answer the phone every time. Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree, member FDIC, and equal health. Lender.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what ifs and more about the why nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Hey, trappers and predator hunters. Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got everything you need for the predator hunting. Fox Pro electronic game calls, Fox Pro game lights, guns, and ammo. For the trappers, they've got traps, bait, scents, and accessories, including the dog-proof coon traps, muck and lacrosse boots to combat the cold and mud. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in West Plains, your headquarters for trapping and predator hunting. Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
And back here at the Couch High School, where they're still enjoying the half-court shoot. And nobody's made one yet, but boy, they've had some get pretty doggone close. All right, again, our halftime score, 41-18. The Alton Lady Comets lead the Couch Lady Indians here in the first game of our doubleheader. Let's take a look at the scoring. First up for the Counselee, the Indians are led tonight by Chloe Combs. She has 7 points in the first half. 5 for Abby Bettis, 3 for Madison Dubois, 2 for Riley Holmes, and 1 for Jordan Ritchie. Boy, there's another shot. That young man almost made that one. See, for the Alton Lady Comets, tonight they're led by Allie Willard at the half. Allie's got 16. 8 points on the night for Jaden Mock. 6 on a pair of threes for Evan Montgomery. 4 for Jaylee Reese. 4 for Callie Steele. 2 for Kaylee Latham. And 1 for Emma Trantham. And we just had somebody make a half-court shot. Well, they win the half-court competition and win whatever the prize is. I'm not sure. But anyway, and they're going to continue to do this throughout the night. So if you're coming out to the couch school, when the kids ask you to, well, buy a chance to be in the half-court shootout. Yeah, buy a chance. And, of course, all the proceeds go to their school projects. And they got the chili supper going on here at Couch. The PTO's got that going on over in the classroom just down the hallway here from the gym. Chili and beans and all the fixings to go with it simply for a donation. And they're also, and I just heard an announcement a few minutes ago, they're also taking questions, if you've got them, about Couch School going to a 4-day school week. Yeah, going instead of 5 days like they go now, going to a 4-day school week. And they got folks in the home ec room, I believe what it is, that will answer your questions if you got questions about that, and maybe your concerns or your pros and cons, all that kind of stuff. So something they're considering here at the Couch School, going to a 4-day school week. All right, again, it's halftime of our first game of our doubleheader. Coming up a little bit later on tonight, we'll have the Couch Indians and the Alton Comet boys. Right now, it's the Varsity Girls, and the Alton Lady Comets have the lead at the half, 41-18. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Banks make a lot of claims. Competitive loan rates, high yield on CDs, money market accounts, checking with interest, and good service. Sure, Alton Bank and Branch Bank at Birch Tree is right there among everyone. But one thing separates this full-service banking facility from the rest. It's their personal touch and attention. Personal customer service is their goal. Maybe you need to stop in to talk to one of their many loan officers. Or call them. A real person will answer the phone every time. Alton Bank and Branch Bank at Birch Tree. Member FDIC and Equal Health. Lender.
When the show matters, the feed matters. Kent Show Feeds understands that champions come from progressive genetics, daily work and training, and the right animal nutrition. Kent Show Feeds can help you get the winning edge with our specially formulated products for proper animal growth and development, topped off with that show ring ready, fresh, healthy look that grabs the judge's attention. Whatever you show, Kent Show Feeds can help your animal look its best come showtime. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust, guaranteed.
See Mills Feed and Alton, your Kent Feed dealer.
We all love things that are free, like the free gift you receive when you open a free checking account, business or personal, at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. You can even score free gifts for your family and friends if you refer them and they open free checking accounts. Plus, earn a free gift for yourself each time your referrals open an account. Visit us in West Plains, Mountain View, or Willow Springs for more information and find out for yourself why customers leave as friends. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160, across from Harps and Alton. They've got a great selection of guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
And we're back ready for our second half from the Couch High School gym. And we are underway. Here we go. Couch Lady Indians open the second half with the basketball. They're down by 23. They get it to Combs. Combs with a turnaround jumper in the lane. That is blocked. And we get a held ball on the inbound. And the possession will belong to the Alton Lady Comets. Comets started out kind of slow tonight. But, boy, when they got it rolling, they really got it rolling. Scored 41 points in the final 4 minutes of the first quarter and the 8 minutes of the second. Here come the Comets with a basketball. Got it right side to Steele. Steele in the corner. Montgomery dumps it into Jaden Mock. Mock trying to shuffle it down inside to Willard. Willard falls down, but the ball loose. Now loose on the floor, picked up and out of bounds off the hands of the Alton Lady Comets. Jaden Mock tried to save it and couldn't get it done. So Couch Indian ball. Alton again in the 2-2-1 press. They were using a man-to-man earlier, now use a zone pressure. And the ball goes to Chloe Combs. Combs for Couch. Spins across the timeline. Nice crossover dribble. Gets down into the paint. Pulls up with a jumper. No good. Rebound is saved from out of bounds by Lainey Warren. And then Lainey is going to get fouled. Was she out of bounds? Now she's going to get called for it. That's good. She's going to get fouled. Foul is on number one. That is Chloe Combs. That'll be the second of the night on Combs. And first team foul the second half on the Couch Lady Indians. They're back in the zone defense, kind of a 3-2 zone. Working against the Comets. Long-range shooter. Ball down the corner to Steele. Steele dumping it into Mott. Ball is knocked away by the defense and out of bounds. Good play there. A little double team by Jordan Ritchie and number 15, Madison Dubois. Nice job of preventing Allie Steele to get the ball down under the bucket. Alton will inbound it on the baseline. Evan Montgomery. Again, now going to have to hurry. Got it to Willard. Willard out on the floor. Swings it over to Warren. Warren down to Mock. Mock, little one-handed move. Couldn't get the shot to drop. And a rebound to Ritchie for Couch. Here come the Lady Indians. Combs taking it down to the baseline. Drills around the defense. Loses it out of bounds. But they're going to say last touch by Alton. Excuse me. And it'll be Couch Lady Indian basketball. They'll trigger it in down under the bucket. Abby Bettis to trigger. Looking inside, got the comb. Shot is up. Rolls all the way around the rim and falls off the side. And the rebound taken by Couch, but a foul on the play. On the Lady Indians, that is number 15, Madison Dubois. Going to be called for a push from behind. And that'll be foul number one on Dubois. Team foul number two on Couch. Here come the Couch, or the Alton Lady Comets with it. 6:40 to go in the third quarter. Neither team has scored here in the first minute and a half of this second half. Alton working around the perimeter. Got it to Warren. Warren in the corner to Steele. Shot is up. No, we got a three-second call in the lane. Three-second call on Allie Willard. Got camped down in there looking for the basketball and didn't get out in 3 seconds. Couch will inbound it after the turnover. Got it to Chloe Combs. She brings it across the timeline. A nice move. Steele staying right with her every step of the way, but Combs got it up across the half court. Couch now gets into the offense. Ball goes on the right side for Holmes. Holmes feeds it over to Bettis. Bettis into the lane. Shot blocked by Willard. And then going back up again as Bettis got the rebound, and she gets fouled that time. And will go to the line and shoot two free throws. Foul's going to be on number 24. That is Allie Willard. And I believe that is number one on Allie. Or they call it on Mock. Oh, they call that on Mock. Wow, that'll be number three on Jaden. So substitution, Mock will check out of the game. Number five checking in. That is Jaylee Reese. And going to the free throw line to shoot two. Number 10, Abby Bettis. 5 points in the first half. Three of those from the free throw line. And this one is up and no good off the back iron. Well, she did hit one, hit the first one. So she's got 6 points now. And here's Alton Comets going to turn it over again and then commit a foul down on the other end. Comets got it up the floor in a hurry. And then a foul on Lainey Warren, number 32. Lainey called for her second. And she had the ball, had it poked away, and trying to get it back. Going to be called for a hold. Couch will inbound it. Bettis brings up the right sideline, crosses the timeline, and it's going to get fouled by Evan Montgomery. Evan running alongside of her. Had her hand straight up in the air, but she bumped her with the body. And for Montgomery, that'll be foul number one. Warren out of the game now for Alton. Trantham, Emma Trantham, a freshman, checking in for Coach Stephanie Miller's Alton Lady Comets. 2 minutes gone by here in the third quarter. Alton hadn't put any points on the board. Here's Couch off the inbound with a three-point shot. Good! Number 10, Abby Bettis. That is the second made three-pointer of the game for Couch, and the Lady Indians off to a 4-0 start here in the third quarter. Alton got the ball to Willard. Willard dumps it down in low for Trantham. Shot is up, no good, and the rebound control by Jordan Ritchie for Couch. Lady Indians now trying to make it a 6-0 run. Enters a travel. Yep. Oh, the official blew the whistle, and they didn't stop playing, so he called it off. Couch will have it off the Kareem in the corner. Now the ball is going to be poked away and out of bounds. It'll be Couch Indian ball. One of the officials blew his whistle to stop play there after what was a travel on top, but then didn't stop play. Couch inbounds it to Combs. Combs pulls up, 12-foot running one-hander, no good. Rebound, Jordan Ritchie, and then she fell down with it, and that's a travel. And the Alton Lady Comets will bring it the other way. Alton hasn't scored yet here in the third quarter. We've played almost 3 minutes. 41-22 is our score. Montgomery steps it into the front court, feeds to Steele on the right side. Steele out top, now round the horn to Montgomery on the left side. Back out to Steele on top. Got it to Willard. Willard in the lane. Short jumpers off the back iron. No good. But she gets fouled and will go to the free throw line. And we'll see who they call this one on for the Couch Lady Indians. And official didn't show us. We'll find out when they put it up on the board, maybe. Allie Willard going to the free throw line. She'll shoot two, and the first one is up and good. Foul, by the way, was on number two, Holmes. Second free throw for Willard, looking for her 18th point of the game. That is up and good. So Willard with two in the first 2 points of the second half for Alton. That makes it 43-22. Alton with the lead, Couch with the basketball. Combs, top of the key, spins in lane, feeds it down on the baseline, now back outside. Three-point shot is up, rattles in and out. No good for number 15, Dubois. And on the rebound, the ball goes out of bounds off the hands of Alton. It'll be Couch Lady Indian basketball. Bettis to trigger it in. Got it into Dubois. Free throw line with a jumper. That one rattles in and out. No good. And the rebound taken by Allie Willard for Alton. Got it out to Montgomery. Montgomery up the left side. Spins out to the top of the key on the dribble drive. Now inside to Willard. Willard gets tied up. Dumps it down to Trantham. She scores. Emma Trantham with 3 points now in the game for the Alton Lady Comets. Well, high-low game. I like that. The old-fashioned basketball there. Here's Couch with it. Combs with a long three. Bounces up off the rim. No good. And the rebound is going to be a hell ball. And the possession belongs to the Couch Lady Indians with 4:15 to go in the third quarter. Couch running the inbound play from down under the bucket. Bettis will trigger it in. Way out front to Holmes. Holmes over to Combs with a three-point shot. No good. And the rebound taken by the Alton Comets. Here they come, Evan Montgomery. Right up the middle of the floor, through the big Indian chief head in the middle. Gives it down to Allie Willard. Turns, shoots. That one's off the back iron, no good. Rebound taken by Reese. Outside to Montgomery and around on the right side to Steele. Steele to Willard. One dribble. Oh, misses a shot. And the rebound going to be off the hands of Alton, out of bounds. It'll be Couch Lady Indian basketball. Remember, we'll have a little break between ball games here. After the conclusion of this game, they're going to play a half a JV boys game. So we'll get a little intermission before the second half of our doubleheader later tonight. Couch and Alton boys play. Here's Couch with it on the inside. Got it to Dubois. Dubois fell down. Ball picked up by Bettis. She couldn't hit the shot. Ritchie with a rebound. She can't follow. And finally, Trantham clears the boards for the Alton Lady Comets. Got it out to Montgomery. Montgomery, long pass up the floor to Reese. Reese handles it in the corner. Feeds it outside to Willard. Willard is going to get bumped when she made the catch, and a foul going to be called on number 10. That is Abby Bettis, I do believe. Yep. Bettis call for the foul will be her second of the game. Non-shooting foul. Alton will run the inbound. Montgomery looking in the middle. Nobody open. Brings it out to Reese with a short jumper. Good from the elbow. Number 5, Jaylee Reese with her third bucket of the game. She's got 6 points. And the Alton lead is now 47-22 with 3:09 to go in the third. Couch with it on the other end. Quick trigger on a three-point shot out of the corner. No good. Rebound, Ritchie. Ritchie's shot is going to be blocked by Willard. And then Willard out on the other end, out in front of everybody, misses a layup. And the rebound taken by Combs for Couch. Chloe pushes it into the lane. Pull up. Running one-hander. No good. And the rebound taken by Trantham. Trantham for Alton. Got it out to Montgomery. Montgomery, the floor general, top of the key, swings it right side to Reese. Three-point shot is up. That one's no good. Rebound gets on the floor, and Combs has got it for Couch. Lady Indians want to run. Bettis going the other way, all the way. The bucket misses a shot, and the rebound taken by Montgomery. Montgomery gets the lead out to Willard. Willard, one man to beat, goes to the rack, misses the shot, but gets fouled on the play. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul will be on number 15. Madison Dubois will be her second of the game. And Allie Willard going to the free throw line for Alton. Allie with 18 points to lead all scorers. Nobody even close to double figures, with the exception of Bettis, who has 9 for Couch. And Allie misses the first free throw. Substitution now for the Couch Indians. Combs and Dubois check out of the game. Number 12, Ashlyn Fabrizio. And number 23, Crowder, Emma Crowder. Check back in. Second free throw for Willard. Rattles off the rim, no good. And we get a held ball on the rebound, and the possession belongs to the Alton Lady Comets. 2:20 to play in the third quarter. Alton up by 25 with the basketball. Excuse me. Evan Montgomery will trigger it into Allie Willard on the baseline. Willard pulls it high, now dribbles into the lane, pulls up with a short jumper, and that one is good. Allie Willard with 20 on the night. And the Alton lead is now 27 with 2 minutes to go in the third. Couch bringing it up with Bettis. Bettis to the right side wing on the dribble. Feeds it off in the corner to number two. That is Holmes. Holmes back to Bettis in the corner for three. That one's off the front rim. No good. And the rebound taken by Trantham. Trantham got it out to Montgomery. Alton with a chance to go up by 29 here with a bucket. Got it to Callie Steele. Steele got it to Trantham. Curls down the lane and couldn't hit the short jumper. And the rebound will be controlled by the Couch lady. Actually went out of bounds off the hands of Alton. So Couch will get it back. Down by 27, a minute and a half to go in the third. Bettis brings it into front court, sets the offense, feeds it on the right side for Holmes. Holmes brings it back out to the wing on the dribble. Back to Bettis, baseline drive, gets loose and scores. Number 10, Abby Bettis, first player in double figures for Couch. She's got 11. And the Alton lead is back to 25 with a minute 16 to go in the third. Here's a dump inside for Allie Willard. Dribbles around the defense and lays it up off the right side of the window and good. Willard now with 22 for the Alton Comets. And we get a timeout call. 51-24 our score. Alton with the lead. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. There's a timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all love things that are free, like the free gift you receive when you open a free checking account, business or personal, at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. You can even score free gifts for your family and friends if you refer them and they open free checking accounts. Plus, earn a free gift for yourself each time your referrals open an account. Visit us in West Plains, Mountain View, or Willow Springs for more information and find out for yourself why customers leave as friends. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
And we're back after the timeout. 51-24 is our score. Alton Lady Comets with this one well in hand as we count down the final seconds here of the timeout. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Now, if you're in the area, you enjoy high school basketball, we're going to have half a JV boys game. Half a JV boys game after this game is completed. We will not have that on the radio for you, so we'll take a little break here on the broadcast. And then when the JV boys is completed, we will have the varsity boys game on the radio. Alton and Couch looking forward to this one. Ought to be a dandy. Boy, you talk about fast-paced action. It will be up and down the floor. I expect a lot of points to be scored. These are two teams that just like to get after it. Two teams that really shoot the ball well. It's going to be a good one. So still lots of seating available. They'll come out and enjoy some high school basketball here at the Couch High School Gym. Here in the girls' game, we got a minute to go in the third quarter. Alton up by 27. Couch with the ball. Bettis going all the way to the rack and scores again. Nobody stepped in front. And Abby Bettis now with 13. She's got 8 in the quarter. Alton with it. Out on top to Reese. Reese dumping it down to Trantham. Trantham with the easy bucket. Emma Trantham getting in on the scoring front tonight. She's got 5 in the game. And here come the Catholic Lady Indians again. Down by 27. 53-26, 33 seconds to go in the third quarter. Couch with it on the right side. Bettis. Bettis looking to dump it in. Does. Got it to Richie. Richie shot a high off the window. No good. Rebound taken by Fabrizio. She gets fouled and will score the basket and go the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Fabrizio with her first bucket off of the night. Comes with 22 seconds to go in the third quarter. Foul was on number 5, Jaylee Reese, her third. And the free throw is up and good for Ashlyn Fabrizio. 3 points in the game. And substitution here for Couch. Number 24 checks back in, Kira Arnold. And number two goes to the bench. That is Riley Holmes. Alton with the ball. Got on the left side. Looking in the corner. Nobody open. He'll swing it back around. Now the steal for three. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Alton. Now stolen by Couch. And stolen back by Steele. 4 seconds to go. Ball goes inside to Willard. Her short jumper is good at the buzzer. Allie Willard with the two-pointer at the buzzer. She's got 24 in the game. And it's the end of three-quarters of the play. It's 55-29. Alton Lady Cowmouth with the lead. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, Tudors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the bootio. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Hey, trappers and predator hunters, Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got everything you need for the predator hunting. Fox Pro electronic game calls, Fox Pro game lights, guns, and ammo. For the trappers, they've got traps, bait, scents, and accessories, including the dog-proof coon traps, muck and lacrosse boots to combat the cold and mud. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in West Plains, your headquarters for trapping and predator hunting. Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
Well, it's a 26-point lead for the Alton Lady Comets as we head to the fourth quarter. 55-29 is our score. And it'll be Couch Indian ball to open up the fourth quarter. Allie Willard, by the way, getting a little rest for the Alton Comets here as we start the fourth quarter. Number one, Chloe Combs brings into the front court for Couch. Dribbles around the defense, pull-up jumper from the left side. Good! Combs now with 9 points in the game for Couch. That's a nice move right there by the freshman. Chloe Combs, remember that name. Young lady shows a lot of talent. Alton Lady Comets with it in the offensive end. Got it to Lainey Warren. Warren got it outside to Steele. Steele dumps it inside to Mock. Jaden couldn't get the shot. Feeds it back outside to Warren. Now on top to Steele. Steele on the left side for Latham. In the corner for Mock. A three-pointer is good. Mock hits a three out of the corner. She's got 11. First made three-pointer for Jaden Mock tonight. She got 11 in the game, second Comet in double figures. Here's Bettis for three on the other end for Couch. That one's good. Number 10, the junior, Abby Bettis, with her second three-pointer. She's got 16 in the game, and it's 58-34. Alton gets inside to Jaden Mock. Mock around the defense, couldn't hit the shot. Rebound volleyed up and controlled by Couch, and now stolen back by the Alton Lady Comets, and that's a backcourt violation. Yep. Mock had it. Lost it. It went into the backcourt and was picked up by Alton. So that is a violation. And Couch will get the ball back. And actually, yeah, that's a violation. Couch Indians with it. Combs spins at the elbow. Kicks it outside. 3-point shots on the way. That one's no good. Rebound, Ritchie back up and in. Banked it off the window. Jordan Ritchie with her first field goal of the game. And it's 58-36, 26-point Comet lead with 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Warren going to dump one to Mock. Mock dribble drives around the defense, kicks it out to Steele. Thought about the three, doesn't take it. Gives it down to Latham. Latham back to Mock. Now to Steele on the left side. Back to Warren. Warren, and we're going to get a whistle, and we got a three-second call. Now we're going to get an offensive foul for a moving screen away from the ball. Number 25, Emma Trantham, going to be called for the illegal screen. And that is team foul number 5. Both teams have got 5 here as we play in the fourth quarter. Substitution for Alton. Who checked in? I'm trying to see who checked into the ballgame. Oh, Warren is in. And Couch with a basketball here. Get it in the lane. Ritchie has it. Loses the handle, gets back on it. Now we're going to get a held ball. And the possession will belong to the Couch or the Alton Lady Comets with 6 minutes to go in the ball game. Our game here has been brought to you in part by the Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Tree, Alton Auto Parts and Gun and Pawn, and the Alton Quick Connection. And we're going to get a timeout here with 6:01 to play. 58-36, Alton leads it. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
Can you say hand-dipped ice cream? That's what you'll find every day and a whole lot more at the Alton Quick Connection. Sure, they have 24-hour pay-at-the-pump fuel, a laundromat, and daily breakfast and lunch specials. After all, Alton Quick Connection earned a good reputation with you in mind. Fuel, food, and good service. They have it all every day at Alton Quick Connection. Don't forget their happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on any 32-ounce fountain drink. The Alton Quick Connection. Comet proud.
And we're back after the timeout. Coach David Miller called that one. Wanted to drop something, and for the Couch Lady Indians here, 58-36, Alton leads it by 22 with 6 minutes to go in the ball game. Alton with the ball. Out on top is Steele, gives it to Reese. Now to Laney Warren. Warren kicks it to Mock. Mock, nice move down the left side of the lane, scores the layup. Jaden Mock with 13. And she scored five of those here in the second half. Couch with it. Chloe Combs weaves her way into the lane, puts up a shot. No, deflected out of bounds by the Alton defense. And it'll be Couch Lady Indian basketball with 5.5 minutes to play. Bettis will trigger it in. Got it into Combs, top of the key for three more. Yes, she banked it in off the window. Chloe Combs hits her second three-pointer of the game. And she's got 12 now for the Couch Lady Indians. Alton with it, going inside to Jaden Mock. Her pass is trying to go back outside to Latham. And the ball, or Trantham, I'm sorry. And the ball is deflected out of bounds by the Couch Lady Indian defense. Alton will trigger it in. Number five, Jaylee Reese, triggers it in to Warren. Laney driving down the baseline, puts up a short jumper, no good. Rebound fought for, and we get another held ball, and possession belongs to the Couch Lady Indians. 5:14 to go in the game. Alton in control here, leading by 21, 60-39. Lady Comets trying to improve and pick up their fifth win of the year. They were 4-8 coming into the game, looking to go to 5-8 here this evening. Here's Couch with it, got a wide open look at a three, and it's good. Now they call it a two. Number two, Riley Holmes, had a foot on the line, but she hit the long jumper. Well, Couch back to within 18 here at 60-42. Alton working around the rim. Got it down around the outside. Got the ball inside now to Allie Willard. Willard's shot is partially blocked. Saved from out of bounds by Jaden Mock. She has it stolen by Couch, and then a foul going to be called on Mock trying to get it back. The wild exchange there, the ball was going out of bounds. Jaden saved it, but it went right to the Couch Indians, and then Mock fouled, picking up her fourth of the game. And with 4.5 minutes, the Oak Couch Lady Indians have got the ball back, chance to make this a 20-point contest. Ball in the corner. Bettis up with a shot, no good. Long rebound is run down by the Lady Comets. They get it up to Jaden Mock on the wing. Jaden working away from the defense of Bettis. Bounces it down to Laney Warren. Warren dumps it into Allie Willard, who scores. Willard now with 26 in the game for the Alton Lady Comets. Chloe Combs brings it the other way for Couch. Crosses the timeline with exactly 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Combs firing up a long three-point shot. That one's up off the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Jaylee Reese, and Jaylee's going to get fouled on the play. Foul is on number 20, Richie. Richie called for the foul. That's number four on Jordan tonight. Non-shooting foul. Alton will inbound the ball with 3:50 to go in the game. Evan Montgomery back in there. She'll get it over on the right side to Reese. Down to the baseline to Willard. Willard dribbles away from the defense. Now gives it to Warren. Warren bounces it back to Willard. One right-hand dribble goes around the defense and scores the layup. Allie Willard has really played well tonight. 28 points in the game. She has dominated when she's been in there. On the other end, Couch with a quick shot off the right wing. No good. Rebound, Reese. Reese up to Mock. To Montgomery. Misses the shot. Rebound taken by Couch. Come the Indians. Bettis got it up to Combs. Combs challenges Willard and scores. Chloe Combs with a nice shot over the top of Allie Willard. Got that one to bounce in off the window. 64-44, 20-point game. Alton with the lead and the ball. Got it down to Willard just outside the paint. Shoots and scores. Allie now with 30 for the Alton Comets. Lead is back to 22. 2:55 to go. Couch with it. Long shot by Bettis. That one rattles off the rim. No good. Richie had the rebound. It was taken away by Reese. And then we get a held ball as they got tied up. And a possession to belong to the Alton Lady Comets. Substitutions for Couch. Bettis and Richie check out of the game. Number 24 back in there. That is Kira Arnold. And number two back in. That is Riley Holmes. Alton gets the ball down inside to Mock. She misses a short jumper. And a rebound controlled by Combs. Combs going the other way. Throws up the layup. No good. And she's fouled by Lainey Warren. Foul on Warren will be her second, I believe, of the game. And it's going to put number one, Chloe Combs, at the free throw line. And she will shoot two. First one for the freshman is up and no good. Left it short off the front of the rim. 2.5 minutes to go here in the varsity girls contest. 66-44. Alton Lady Comets with the lead. Second free throw for Combs is no good. And the rebound taken by Jaylee Reese for the Alton Lady Comets. She'll hand it to Evan Montgomery and she'll step into the front court. Alton working around the perimeter. Got the Lainey Warren out between the circles. She dumps it to Mock. Mock, a hesitation move, kicks it out to Montgomery for three, and it's good! Evan Montgomery, her second made three-pointer of the night. She's got 16 in the ball game. And we're going to get a whistle and a timeout call by the Couch Lady Indians. 2:08 to play in the game. Alton leads it by 25. We got a timeout on the court. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They've got a great selection of guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
And we're back at the Couch High School. Down to the final, 2 minutes here of the ball game. 69-44, the Alton Lady Comets with a comfortable lead here by 25. So looks like the Lady Comets will improve to 5-8 on the year. Couch Lady Indians playing hard tonight. And it was a close game early. Alton pulled away late in the first quarter, led 23-11. Actually, 23-9 at the end of the first quarter, and have maintained that pretty much throughout the night. They did outscore Couch 18-9 in the second quarter and 14-11 in the third. Lady Indians with the ball. They throw it into the lane. It's stolen by Jaden Mock. Mock will race down the floor. Her layup is blocked, but Lainey Warren there to follow it up for the lay-in. Lainey with her first 2 points of the game. That's what'll do if you hustle behind the play, get a little junk rebound. Here's a shot for a Couch, no good. Rebound, Jaden Mock. Got it up to Montgomery. Evan, directing traffic, got it to Warren. Warren to Mock in the lane. The left-hand dribble, puts up a shot, no. And the rebound taken by Couch. Now ball knocked away and out of bounds by Jaylee Reese. It'll be Couch Indian ball with a minute 29 to go in the game. Number 12 will trigger it in, Ashlyn Fabrizio. Got it in to Bettis. Abby Bettis leads Couch tonight with 16 points, including a couple threes. This time lobs one inside. Pass is taken by Holmes. Her shot was no good. Rebound Alton. Mock down the court to Warren, who got behind the defense and hits the lay-in. Lainey Warren with the last two buckets for Alton. And the lead is now 73-44 with a minute to go in the game. Couch swings it on the left side. Got it down the corner. Three-point shot by Holmes is no good. Rebound Lainey Warren. Got it out to Montgomery. Montgomery races down the floor all the way to the bucket and misses a layup. Willard follows it up and in. Allie Willard with 32 on the night. Big night for the big sophomore from Alton. We're down to 40 seconds to play. Long shot by Bettis coming the other way is no good. sails out of bounds. And with 35 seconds to play, substitutions for Alton. I see Callie Steele checking back into the game. Number 21 checking in, Latham. And number 25, Emma Trantham. Mock, Willard, and Montgomery check out for the final few seconds here. Alton will inbound the ball. Got it to Callie Steele in the backcourt. 14 seconds to go. Steele got it to the inside for Reese. Oh, she lost the handle. Loose ball picked up by Fabrizio. Fabrizio gets it over to Holmes. Holmes with a long shot. That's an air ball. Goes out of bounds. And that's going to end the ball game right there. 75-44. The Alton Lady Comets with the win over the Couch Lady Indians here at the Couch High School. Again, 75-44 is your final score. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back to wrap this one up in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
Banks make a lot of claims. Competitive loan rates, high yield on CDs, money market accounts, checking with interest, and good service. Sure, Alton Bank and Branch Bank at Birch Tree is right there among everyone. But one thing separates this full-service banking facility from the rest. It's their personal touch and attention. Personal customer service is their goal. Maybe you need to stop in to talk to one of their many loan officers. Or call them. A real person will answer the phone every time. Alton Bank and Branch Bank at Birch Tree. Member FDIC and Equal Health. Lender.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for road trips. We're for covering as much ground as possible on 2, 4, or 18 wheels. We're for drop tops, T-tops, classics, cruisers, pickup trucks, and dump trucks. We're for displaying Missouri plates like medals of pride. Have you ever hit a deer? Yep, we're for you too. We're for getting stuck behind a tractor on a two-lane highway. And if you're a Missouri driver, we have an auto policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
And we're back after the ball game. The junior varsity boys contest getting ready to start here in a little bit. They're going to play half a JV, and then we'll be back to pick up the varsity boys game here at the Couch High School gym. And again, your final score here in the varsity girls, 75-44. The Alton Lady Comets with the victory here. They improved to 5-8 on the year. Alton got out to the early lead, 23-9 at the end of the first quarter. They stretched that to 41-18 at the half, 55-29 after three, and then 75-44 is your final. Alton scoring 20 points in the fourth quarter, 15 for the Couch Lady Indians. So Alton improves to 5-8 on the year. Take a look at the scoring in the first half. It was actually during the ball game. Allie Willard scored 32 to lead the way for the Alton Lady Comets. 16 for Jaden Mock. See, Evan Montgomery. Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? That last three by Montgomery I gave to Mock. So it should be 13 for Jaden Mock and 10 on the night tonight for Evan Montgomery. 6 points for Jaylee Reese, 4 for Callie Steele, 4 for Lainey Warren. Again, 32 for Allie Willard, 2 for Kaylee Latham, and 5 for Emma Trantham. With the Couch Lady Indians, they were led by Chloe Combs. Led by Abby Bettis. Bettis had 16 on the night, 14 for Chloe Combs, 4 for Riley Holmes, 3 for Jordan Ritchie, 3 for Ashlyn Fabrizio, and 3 for Madison Dubois. Again, the Alton Lady Comets with the win tonight in the Varsity Girls Contest, score 75-44. We're going to take a break here for just a little while. They're going to play half of a JV boys game, and then we'll be back for the Varsity Boys game, oh, probably about 30 minutes or so. Still plenty of time to get out and enjoy high school basketball here at the Couch High School Gym on this Tuesday night. Our game this evening, the first half of our doubleheader, has been brought to you by the Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Tree, Alton Auto Parts and Gun and Pond, the Alton Quick Connection, Mills Feed in Alton, Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton and Alton and Thayer, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and Monty's Outdoors of West Plains. I'm Mike Crace. We'll be back in just a few minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
When you're raising dairy calves for replacement heifers or dairy beef, a lifetime of good health